I just don't know. In this area, it would probably just be a right smart of property or something like that.
How about, have you ever heard people use the expression, rather than saying something has already happened, they say it's done happened? Like, instead of saying, okay, like there's been an accident, instead of saying somebody was already dead, they say they were done dead. That doesn't sound right.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Okay. Do you use, I bet you do, because we were this way, yes sir and yes ma'am and all that stuff?
Oh, sometimes, not
so. But I mean,
so,
not so much now, but
no.
Were you brought up, do you?
No.
No, really?
Uh-uh. No, I was.
Was it always to older people, though, if you had to do it?
Oh, very much so, and mostly to school teachers, you know, and Sunday school teachers, yes, ma'am and no ma'am.
If somebody came to see you and you enjoyed the visit, you might tell them, well,
come back.
And if you were doing something that a child thought was really cute or funny, they'd say, oh, do it.
Again.
When you meet somebody on Christmas Day, how do you greet them?
Merry Christmas.
How about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Sometimes instead of saying thank you, people will say I'm much
obliged.
If you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something, you might say, well, I
don't know.
Or if you do believe that you will, would you be more likely to say, I think I will, or I guess I will, or I suppose I will, which sounds
like me?
Yeah.
I think I will.
Okay. If you bought something in town, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
If you sold something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you sold it at a...
If I sold something for less than
right.
I paid for it?
You say you took a... Or you sold it at a...
Bargain?
Okay. How about at, well, let's see if you know this person. At a loss?
Yeah.
I sold it.
At a loss. Yeah.
Is there something that you saw that in a store that you really liked, but you didn't have the money to buy it? You say, I like that thing, but it just...
Cost too much.
When it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is...
Due.
And when you belong to a club, you have to pay the...
Dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to...
Borrow some.
Scarce. Now this is going to be that diving and swimming and all that. Okay, you say I saw this little boy. He ran down to the end of the diving board and he
dived off.
Okay, and then over the past few weeks, every day he has
dived off.
And yesterday I saw him
dive off.
Uh-huh. And now after he dived in, he got in and he
swam.
Lately, every day, he has, that's the one.
Mom?
No,
that doesn't sound right, does it?
Every day, he has...
Swimmed, I guess.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's one of those. That's one of those. If he went down for the third time, he'd say he probably...
Drowned.
If you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
Belly buster.
And this is sort of an acrobatic stunt, like a child puts his head down on the floor and kicks his legs over and you say he turns...
Somersault.
Have you ever heard of people speaking about, they paid their bill off in full, that they, the storekeeper gave them a little bonus, have you ever heard, a little gift called a bonus? That was
not for paying a bill.
Paying
no. they charge your interest.
Charge your interest, that's right. Okay, before a baby can walk, it has to...
Crawl. Climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I had never
climbed it.
If a child was trying to hide behind a sofa or something, couch, and they were getting down like this, you'd say they were
scrunching up.